Hi, it's Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm a top-rated life coach, an international best-selling author, and a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm on a mission to help you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. The experts on this show will help you achieve work-life balance so that you can experience abundance in seven pillars of life: spirituality, health, emotions, romance, mindset, social, and financial life. When you have all seven pillars of life in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Let's go. Welcome, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. My name is Rebecca Whitman. We are helping you go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And I just want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart because of your listening, your five-star reviews, and sharing this with friends. We are in the top 1% of podcasts globally. And this is a grassroots movement, guys. We are sharing with the world that you don't have to be burned out and overwhelmed to get results. You can maintain balance, beauty, and abundance. And we have a wonderful guest here who does exactly that. Welcome to the show, Cynthia Stand.
Thank you so much for having me. Congratulations, mama. I know what it takes to have a top podcast. It ain't easy. So I celebrate you. Congratulations. And thank you very much for having me today. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
You are so welcome. And let me tell my audience a little bit about your amazing background. So Cynthia Stand is a renowned speaker, a consultant, and a mentor, and she helps women in their online business. She combines the woo-woo with the practical, the intuitive with the mechanical, and she is known for helping women make multiple six- and seven-figure incomes in the online space. She also is a podcast host. She hosts the Inner Feminine Beast podcast, which is ranked 1.5% globally out of 3.2 million shows. And she's also ranked number one women in sales podcast, which is amazing. She is a sales trainer and a consultant to six and seven figure money earners. And she has helped her clients make millions across the globe with her simple sales strategy. She has been featured in such publications as Authority Magazine, CEO Weekly, Go Solo, New York Weekly, and Disrupt Magazine. So tell us a little bit about the story of you getting fired from corporate. 6 months later, you're making, you know, multiple six figures in the online space. How did you get to be doing what you're doing right now?
You know, I've always been in sales. For me, it breaks my heart when people say certain S words when they think of sales. They think of spammy, scammy, sleazy, right? It's always like those words. For me, sales truly is, it's sexy. It's spiritual. I feel like sales for me is the start of my client's success. It's being of service, it's being a solution. Those are the S words that I like to incorporate with it. So I've always had a fond viewpoint of sales. And for me, it's really interesting. No one's ever taught me sales. I truly am a woman who's obsessed with sales, but I think sales isn't just what I do. I feel like it's who I be. I have a lot to give. I have a lot to share. And again, sales is being of service. And so I've always just been connected to sales. Straight out of college, I was the youngest woman in the world, one of four, to be selected as the regional manager for Jim Beam Brands. So, you know, 22 years old, I am forecasting, budgeting, managing sales teams of people who have children my age. I learned very early on that this was my passion. I loved doing it. And eventually one thing led to the next. And it's a really long story, but I ended up working for a very successful business consultant. I was her very first salesperson. And I actually started as a client. And she had a competition amongst all of her clients to win a VIP day. And I won. And so when I went there in person, I kind of just had the angels speak to me. They were like, "Ah, hello, pay attention." And I said to her, I said, "Oh my gosh, I understand why I won. I understand why I'm here. I'm actually supposed to be your salesperson." And I remember she was like, "Oh, hell no." She's like, "You're a client. That is weird. It's not in the budget." She's very early on into her career, but I had this intuition. Like, I knew she was going to be like the next female Grant Cardone. She was going to be huge.
Who is she? Who is this?
I won't name her because I was fired after all.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
But all is well. I hope she's great. It was all meant to be.
Yes.
I ended up selling myself into that position. I became her first salesperson. And I honestly didn't know a single thing about online sales. I've never even sent a DM in my life other than to ask a friend to maybe get a drink during at a bar in college, right? But I took what I knew as a very metaphysical woman. I'm very into meditating, very into intuition, and all the things I've always done in every type of sales. I've been in real estate, door knocking, like phone sales, and of course, the liquor and wine and spirits world. I put together both what I knew mechanically and intuitively. And my very first month working for her, I did $670,000 in sales in the DMs and on sales calls. And so I knew I had a knack. Right away, you know, with that money, we ended up hiring a sales team. And that was always my background, managing big sales teams. So I hired them, I managed them, I coached them. And of course, I was making my own sales too. So we became an eight-figure company within the first year of me being there. And we got really noticed all around the world. Like the people that I was listening to the podcast, like they're, you know, TEDx speakers, best-selling authors, people all over were like coming to us. And they're like, how are you making these sales? How are you making these sales? And I remember my boss was like, Cynthia, how are we making these sales? And so I fought her. I literally like kicked and screamed virtually anyway. And she said, no, you have to do this. And she pushed me to go train all of these entrepreneurs in sales. We now had thousands of clients. So here I am every single week teaching what I'm learning and applying and really kind of establishing the program as far as the sales. And so I don't know what happened. One thing led to the next, and I still don't know to this day, but honestly, God is never wrong. I was fired and I was pretty pissed off and sad for about a minute. And then the next day I started my own company and I started my own podcast the same day.
What day was that?
It was September 16th is the day I was fired. So September 17th, 2020. I know the day.
Time. I love it. I love it.
And so when I was fired, it was really, really hard because I had a non-compete for 2 years. I couldn't teach business or I couldn't teach sales. And sales is who I be. And so I really thought about, okay, well, what am I going to do? Well, Rebecca, I remember when I was coaching on these sales calls that every time I finished my DMs, I thought I was in trouble, but my DMs would be like, I'm like, oh my God, did I say something wrong? Like, did I overstep it? Did I get too woo-woo with it? Like, because again, I believe sales is spiritual. I believe it's energetics. I really think it's you living your purpose and serving others to live theirs. And so when I would listen to these messages, it was very interesting. We had both men and women in the program, but almost all of my messages were from women. And all of them would be whispering. They would whisper. And it was like every single one of them. And they would say, Cynthia, oh my God, I'm an amazing coach, but for the first time, like I'm falling in love with sales. And I just like love how badass you are, but you're so woo-woo. And I love how like, you know, you really make it so practical, but it's like, it lights up my soul. And I'm like, thank you, but why are you whispering, right? It's like all of these women were so nervous to consider that maybe sales isn't just about statistics and, you know, production and metrics and the bro way of doing things. They were really connecting with their feminine style of selling. Well, I really believe there's a reason why I've always been number one on every leaderboard that I've been on. And even when I'm with all the boys, it's that I bring that femininity to my sales and hence my brand, Feminine Beast, right? And so Feminine Beast is you have a version of you that really has that courage, the power, the strength to get shit done and to see it through and to serve others and make a whole bunch of money while you're doing it. And so I started my own company, and here's the thing, I couldn't teach sales or business. So I really started off teaching the spiritual side of not just being a CEO of your business, but being the CEO of your life. I think money is just a means. It's one part of success. I think how you do one thing is how you do everything. I want women to experience success in all areas. So I really started with that, and getting fired with no program, no testimonials, no clients, no experience. It was in 4 months by myself that I created a six-figure income and then multiple six-figure income within 6 months, teaching the thing that wasn't necessarily even the thing I really wanted to do. But one thing led to the next. And I eventually could teach sales, and it was almost like I had a line waiting for me, which was a beautiful opportunity. That job previously certainly did help to engineer my celebrity, as they would say, to kind of support me and get ready for that. But yeah, I mean, business has been wonderful, and I now teach both. I don't believe in teaching just this or that. It's always this and that. So I teach sales strategies, systems, help you to scale, but it's not just what you do that matters. It does not matter compared to as much as who you are when you do it. So I support women in energetics and leadership and understanding how to embody, you know, the result that they promise. And so that's a lot of what we do inside my programs. And yeah, that's kind of like how it got started, really.
Wow, that is an inspiring story. So one of your teachings is earning money is all about earning trust. Can you explain that?
Yeah. I think, you know, people are always looking for how do I make money? How do I make money? I'm here in this position. What do I need to do? And I think a lot of people are steered the wrong way when they're told, well, you need to make a glittery website. That's step one. And you have to spend thousands of dollars to do that. And to make it look great, you have to hire a graphic designer and have all your posts be glittery and shiny. And you need to have this very expensive photo shoot. And next thing you know, you're $30,000 in the hole and you still don't have any clients. And so what I really believe is, number one, it's know who you are, know your expertise and your value, and understand how to price package that, but then really understand who you want to serve. And the beautiful thing about social media that people forget is that it's called social media. Yeah. You are meant to connect with people. And so when I got started, the question is, well, how did you do it, Cynthia? How did you create, you know, this multiple six-figure income in less than 6 months? Yes, I have a business background. Yes, I went to school for business. Yes, I've been in business since I was 22 and I know the strategies and all of that. But number one is I showed up as a multiple seven-figure woman in my energy. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is I just went directly to the people I wanted to help and serve. I also didn't take from them. I gave before I took, providing value, being of service, presenting opportunities so that naturally it makes sense to continue if they felt that relationship was one that they could commit to and that I've earned their trust. If you're going to earn money, you have to earn trust. And trust doesn't happen, you know, overnight. But at the same time, it happens a lot quicker when you're actually building relationships versus hoping people see your glittery posts, hoping you're writing copy, you know, they're seeing your copy. Yes, I continue to do all of that as well. Marketing's important. But if you want to make sales quickly, jump in the DMs. It's called direct message again. Go directly to that person. And so I'm personally somebody that's done over $5 million in DMs alone. And it's not just the money. It's the lives that I've supported and the lives that I've helped to change. I joke around, but I teach this with my clients. Every day I start my day and I say, God, whose life can I change?
Beautiful.
And where's my money at? Because when I give, I'm allowed to receive. And I honestly think about, you know, where people are in the buying process and the relationships that I've, you know, created, and how do we get the right offer into the right hands so that we can support them and get in the result that they're looking for. That's what it's really all about.
So how do you time block the DMs? Do you like say, I'm just going to do this for X amount of hours a day? Do you do it like 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there? Like, how do you do it?
I'm so happy that you asked that. That's a really good question. So I always say, what is your number one profit producing activity? And if you had only 20 minutes today to do something, my advice personally would be get in the DMs. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily write that post, because again, algorithms and whatever else, you know, and people are even actually seeing that thing? Probably not. So that's not going to be the top thing. It's important to do, but it's not the top thing. The most important thing is to be in the DMs, connecting with people. And what I've done is, being a sales manager for so many years, if I was to call on you and say, like, Rebecca, whose life are we changing today? I wouldn't say who's the next person we're closing. I would say, whose life are we changing today? Who are we inviting to our program today? And if you said to me, was it on Instagram or is it LinkedIn? Let me find my DM. Let me find that DM. Crap. It's on some file here. Can you call on Sarah first? That's an issue. Because as a salesperson, you are here. Your number one job is to create conversions. Well, when you're a CEO, a coach, a consultant, like pretty much you're a salesperson too. And your business relies on making sales. It's the number one most important thing. So if you don't know where your next sale is coming from, most importantly, you don't know who your next sale is coming from, that's an issue. So it's really important that you understand the universe loves speed. If you want to have a big business quickly, sure. But the thing is, the universe loves speed. Speed comes from clarity, knowing who your next sale is, and clarity comes from organization. Every single time that I'm connecting with somebody, whether it's a DM, they're entering a masterclass, they're leaving a podcast review, they're joining my email list, I'm creating some kind of connection with them and understanding what their wants and needs are, and then putting them in an organized database where I can easily grab from that list when I have this offer out, who to offer it to. And so when I sit down and I say, today, this is what I want to sell, I can go down a list of 50 people, I can send 50 DMs, and I'm guaranteeing that at least 10 of them are going to say yes. Not a single one of them say, leave me alone, you're spammy, scammy, sleazy. They say, thank you for this opportunity because I didn't see it posted anywhere. Even though my posts say it, even though my banner shows it, even though, you know, the podcast episode's about it, going directly to them and putting the offer that I know that they desire into their hands, people are grateful. And if they say no, they say, not right now, but thank you for this personal touch. Thank you for knowing what I need. And thank you for always like reaching out and, you know, please continue to keep me in the loop. So if I sit down for 20 minutes a day, I'm always going to make a sale. And it's a personal touch. I'm not blowing up everybody. I know who wants what and where they are in the buying process. And that's all about just being organized. By the way, I do this completely by myself. And I'm not using fancy CRM. I literally use a whiteboard and an Excel spreadsheet. And this is what I teach my clients. It's not knowing where, it's who. That's when you have master sales, when you really know who. So yeah, while I'm getting my nails done, sales. When I'm getting my hair done, sales, you know. And my number one suggestion is always do this first. We all have a million things to do, but this is the most profit producing. And if you wait till the end of the day, what happens? You're probably not going to get it done. So
you get so tired. Yeah, I don't want to do the DMs. Do you guys want to know my biggest beauty secret? It's called liquid collagen. I have been drinking this medical grade collagen now every day for 3.5 years. My skin is glowing. My hair is long and thick and shiny. Nails have never been stronger. I feel amazing in my body. I am in my early 50s and I feel like I'm 25 years old again. And people do not know my age. They are like, what? You're kidding me. It's the liquid collagen. So you gotta try this. We have two formulas. One is for anti-aging and joint health. And the other one is for losing fat and body composition. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes and you have an amazing promo code. Check this out. It will transform your body and you will feel balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And now back to the podcast. So give us some more organization tips. Like, you have your Excel spreadsheet. Like, what columns are there? Like, give us some more, like, because you're dealing with a lot of DMs. You're not doing it with a, you know, traditional CRM. What are some of your different stages of your sales?
You know, it's funny. I actually was working with two of my clients privately yesterday and just helping them to get organized. And it's something that I take for granted because I think it just comes so natural to me. But I run my entire company completely by myself and people think that's crazy, but it's because it's so organized. I know where everything is and I don't take a lot of time to get things done. So my whole back of the house, I have my shared Google Drive. It's funny, it's called shared, but it's just me in there. And I have, for instance, like every single masterclass I've ever hosted, every single workshop, every single, you know, podcast that I recorded, everything put in special folders. And yeah. So what I do is, like, let's say, for instance, I wanted to sell my signature, one of my signature programs for my manifestation program that I have, IFB Manifest. Here we talk about mindset, meditation, metaphysics, and manifestation. Well, there's women who are interested in my world, just specifically in sales. If I come to them and start selling manifestation, they're going to be like, you're just coming at me to pitch me anything. And this is not what I'm interested in. Right. If you told me specifically that you want to come in my world and you're interested in podcasting, but I came to you and talking about launching, you're going to say, I have no interest in this. You need to know how to pick hand-picked resources that people really can see you as the go-to expert, but that speak to what they want to get the results on. You can't just keep putting everything you have in front of everyone. You need to know who wants what, who, what's, who wants what when. How's that? Yes. And so, yeah. And so like the back of the house that I have is databases for they're interested in sales at this price point. They're interested in high level VIP stuff, my VIP days, my one-on-one work, my executive sales training. These people are interested in courses. That's the sales stuff. They're interested in the mindset. I'm always selling something and I know who to go to when that offer comes. So I can see, you know, their name, obviously, their email. I can see what things that they have attended, how far they got through in the process of that masterclass. If it's a 3-day, 5-day, I can see where they actually let off. I can see if they were considering in the past. I can see when they told me they want to join. I can see what an objection may be. I can see what they've bought already and what the upsell is. It's all just there. And it's just all about organizing. And you can funnel it through. But yeah, I always know when I sit down, like which thing to pull up based off what I'm selling now. And these people aren't just people that I'm like, hey, you were here. Here's something. I've had conversations with every single person on these lists in some sort of way. So it feels very personal. And that's how business is done. You know, money, business is not about making money. Business is about serving people who have money.
That is a tweetable. That is, that is good. So how many hours a day? I know you're really established now and you have a lot of testimonials and you've helped a lot of women make, you know, great money. When you were starting out hustling those first couple of years, how many hours a day were you in the DMs?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I worked for that previous position, I'm not kidding you. I honestly worked like 16-hour days back in my corporate position. We were getting big really fast and I was in charge of all of it. And so I remember like, I get teary-eyed every time and I like, I forgive myself over this, but like I've missed my kids' birthdays. Mm. I miss trick-or-treating so many times because that's on the 31st and that's when sales need to get in. And I didn't kiss my husband at midnight for years because, you know, on New Year's Eve, it was day money was due and the sales were due. So when I got started in my own company, the thing that I cared about more than anything was time freedom more than money. So I made it really strict that I was not going to work after 5 o'clock ever. And I would not be available on weekends. So when I did this in the beginning, I was working, you know, an 8-hour day, Monday through Friday. But eventually when the systems got put into place, the brand got established, the referrals are coming in. I'm really strict now about having Mondays and Fridays off and I work, the 3 days during the week. I like long weekends and I'm very big too about being present with my kids. Like I told you tonight, I have a recital that I'm going to. Yeah. We're wrapping up here around 4 o'clock so I can get ready to be there for them. I'll be honest, I've definitely worked really hard, but I'm very good at sitting down and knowing my profit producing activities and not getting distracted. Wherever the focus goes is where the momentum goes. So I really clear out my space and I prioritize and time block and I get shit done. And I teach a lot of that about just like disciplining your time and your organization. But yeah, I was in the DMs quite a bit. I did hire along the way. I've had people work for me and taught them all the things to help me DM. But honestly, at this point, I don't even have that because nobody does it better than I do. I can really get it done quickly and I don't need to pay the overhead. I literally pay for Google, Zoom, and Kajabi in my company right now. So that's it. All of it. Yeah.
That is so incredible. So the name of your community and your one of your programs is your inner feminine beast. It's the name of your podcast too. What is that? What is our inner feminine beast?
So inner feminine beast, this is the part that people don't believe me. And I have to be honest and share with everybody, but it's the truth. It was probably, I want to say 6 years ago now. I used to say 5 and I always said that was on one hand, but I think we're at 6 now. 6 years ago, Rebecca, I literally was on food stamps.
Oh my God.
I had $200 in my pocket with 2 children, college educated, you know, just, I took a really big risk with my husband and, we were apprentices for a long time in real estate, learning how to build, you know, rental portfolios. And we went out on the whim to do it ourselves. And big risks sometimes lead to big rewards. And sometimes they lead to big failures. And this one was a huge failure. We ended up experiencing a bankruptcy. technically it was on my husband's name, not mine, but regardless, what's his is mine. So it was a really difficult time in my life because I didn't share it with anybody. It was tough on our marriage. I mean,
are you still married?
Yeah, 12 years. 12 years.
Yep. That's great. How old are your kids?
They are now, they're 8 and 11. Yeah.
So they were very young when you guys had your tough financial period.
Yeah, I mean, I was not the woman I am now. I was 75 pounds overweight. I was very much just kind of hoping that somebody or something on the outside of me was going to be the source of my success or my happiness. I really kind of was living this life like a damsel in distress kind of thing. And I don't know. I just remember being really depressed. I was in my bathrobe that literally had coffee stains on it for like 9 days. I remember I went to go wash my hands and my hair looked like Beetlejuice. And I had my glasses on because I wear contacts and I was just crying so much. I was wearing glasses. And I remember I looked in the mirror and when I saw it myself, it sounds so cliche, but it's the God honest truth. And I promise as a podcast host, you hear this from almost all your guests. I interview many 7- and 8-figure women too. And I always say, what was the moment that changed everything? And honestly, I just looked at myself and I fucking decided. I was just like, no more. Like, this is not who I am. This right here, this is who I was. Not up in here, not no more. Unsubscribe. Like, I just said, I'm going to do something. I'm not going to rely on my husband to make this happen. I'm not going to rely on a boss to make my dreams come true. I'm not going to do all this. And I just decided that I'm going to make it happen. And so in that moment, I tapped into her inner feminine beast. And it's another name for your higher self. It's really, again, the version of you that sees it through. You get it done. You're the child of God. You're so supported. You have a life to live. I lost my dad at a young age. I was in my 20s and my babies didn't even really get to meet him.
Sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it's weird, but I still feel him around more even now, more than when he was here, because I feel him in spirit. But I remember when he passed away, I asked him, are you afraid to die? And he said, no, I'm afraid I didn't help enough people when I was here.
Wow.
And I just remember saying, like, when my time comes, that will not be the thing that I say. I'm going to make sure no matter what, I'm just going to change some lives. I'm going to focus on serving. And that's exactly how you make sales. When you support others, when you serve others. So I just figured, like, that moment right there, I decided I was going to help as many people as possible. I have this natural talent of sales that I'm just wasting. I'm going to become the best saleswoman in the freaking world. And I feel like I've almost quite have done it. I'm there. So I made a name for myself in the industry, but I also feel like, hey, you know, I'm still just getting started. So I have a lot more license to change and a lot more support. But yeah, inner feminine beast, we all have it. Men have it too. Again, it's the feminine, it's the beast. It's the courage, the connection, the intuition, the femininity, the receptivity, but at the same time, the badassery, the get it done, the put it in action, actually see it through. That's what we mean by feminine beast. And it's tapping into both, not this or that, but this and that, having both that you're really going to be able to find success. And that's why my brand is what it is.
So do you suggest we name our inner feminine beast another name, or is it just the best version of ourselves?
You can do whatever you want, right? I mean, I believe...
What do you teach?
Well, names, I feel like, are just labels. You know, same thing with if you say God, if you say source, if you say universe, yeah. You know, it's just, to me, it's a label. I think labeling is kind of like what humans do. And I think what happens to, like, if you think about it, Cynthia... That's the name of my identity here in the physical. That's my meat suit. But I'm so much more than just Cynthia Stan. I am the child of God. I'm divine. And I don't think you can really label that. But I mean, you do you, boo. You do it well. Whatever works for you. You know what I'm saying? But for me personally, I allow that self of me to not be limited by anything, by a name, by a label, by... she has access to all. And so that's the cool thing. Whenever I need an answer, I just get quiet because she has access to all. Nothing's created, nothing's destroyed. Every answer that you want exists. You just have to ask. And are you quiet enough to actually listen? Because she doesn't speak over anybody. She's not here to get your attention. She's not here to convince anybody. She's here waiting patiently when you're actually willing to listen. And so I've taught myself to listen, and she's guided me every step of the way to get to where I'm at. And we all have that ability. And that's, again, when you're the leader, when you're the CEO of a company, you know, who's leading you? Even if you have a huge team, regardless, you look at that organizational chart, you're on top. It gets lonely on top, but you're not alone. You are supported. And it's important. Yes, you have a mentor. Yes, you have, you know, a community, but you also have that knowingness within yourself to do the big, scary things that we do every damn day. So yeah, everybody has access to her. But if you want to name her, go for it. I think the thing is we keep changing, we keep evolving, that she does too. So I don't know. I just, the name just doesn't feel right personally for me. Does that make sense?
I understand. Okay. So I was looking at your some of your classes, and you teach monthly vision boards and vision casting. How do you teach people to do vision boards and vision casting? What is the Cynthia Stant method? And why?
I love that you're bringing this up. This is so fun because so many times people are like, what's the sales strategy? How do you launch like this? You know, what's the masterclass thing? And I love teaching sales. Absolutely. But again, sales is a spiritual practice.
Yes.
Business is spiritual. There's nothing more spiritual than being an entrepreneur, right? You want to know what you love about yourself? Become an entrepreneur. You want to know what you really suck at? Become an entrepreneur. Like, you know, yeah. It's the most spiritual journey. But what happens is I feel that our society has this weird obsession with the word balance. Mm-hmm. Sorry. You know, your show is balance, right?
Okay.
For me personally, I feel like balancing is for masters. And we want to achieve balance, sure, but we all think we're going to start with balance. How's that? It's almost like if I were to give you 10 balls and I would say, go juggle right now. You'd be like, what the hell? Like, what? And you would toss them back and forth. You would constantly be dropping them and you get so fed up that you get burned out and you would quit. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I'm never going to do this because it's not possible. You can't, it's not something you can just easily do. But we know there's people out there who can juggle 10 balls. In fact, they can do the batons that are on fire. It is possible. But what I want you to do is understand, to achieve balance, you need to understand focus. It's literally like a magic wand.
That's the tweetable. To achieve balance, you need to understand focus. That is well said.
You're helping. This is just me like flowing. And you're right. I need to start writing these down.
So good.
I think of like focus like a magic wand. And wherever you point it is where the magic's going to flow. So if you are pointing at doubt, you're going to amplify it. If you're pointing on, you know, a million things, little by little, you're going to do this. You're going to work on your diet this month. You're going to be the best wife this month. You're going to get 5 new clients this month. You're going to go ahead and get the ads up and running, get the manager for this going on. If you do this and this and this and that, you do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you're not going to get anything fully done. And so if it is juggling that we're referring to, I want to hand you one ball. But Cynthia, one ball, that's so easy. I can do that. You can do that by looking left and right, left and right. I want you to get to the point where you can do it while you're tying your shoe. It becomes an autopilot. Once we get that one, let me hand you the second ball. You're going to drop it a few times, but then you're going to get better and better at it. So we'll keep adding as you go. Now I'm juggling like 20 balls and it's easy for me because I have mastered it. I've committed to it. I've taken time to do it. But it's important that you understand when you are making money, money loves a purpose. When you are serving...
It's another tweetable. Money loves... You are just dropping nuggets today. So money loves a purpose. I hope you guys are catching these. I'm catching them as you're throwing out these.
I love numbers. It.
Okay.
So when you serve and you are a solution for somebody and you offer your programs or whatever it is that you do, your service, you are committed to serving your clients. Then what happens is they are committing by paying. Money is also the energy of commitment. The energy of commitment is money. Okay. So when people, that's why your pricing is your positioning, by the way. We want people to commit and have their skin in the game. But when somebody pays you, it's important that you have a focus of what you're going to do with that money. Money goes out, money comes in. The tides go out, the tides come in. And yes, it's good for you to make money, but it's not just to hoard money. Money loves a purpose. It loves to play. It loves to come to people who are going to use it, who are going to celebrate it. It's like being in a relationship, right? Everything's a relationship. If my husband came to me and gave me lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of kisses, but I never gave any kisses back, that relationship's not going to work. It's not going to work out. I have to be willing to give those kisses out. And money likes to be a currency, likes to move. And so I always remind my clients, when we make sales, we have to celebrate and we need to know what it is that we are going to do with the money. Because money is not going to make you happy. Money is a means to get the thing that you desire. And it's not necessarily just materialistic. We put other things on the board, but we definitely celebrate money like crazy, and we celebrate what we do. And every month we give ourselves a reward for all the work that we're doing, and we have it on our board. So when you start with me every single month, you have to submit your vision board. I'm going to hold space in my mind. It's already done. I see it for you. And every single day, you're going to remind yourself, this is your why. This is what you're working towards. And you're going to focus on one thing at a time so that you're in my program. You're not just making sales. You're not just changing lives, but you are personally knocking off the things that you desire in your life, because I want you to be successful and happy in all areas. It's the whole point of why you have a business. And so that's what we do with the vision board. It's having that monthly focus. Three things or less, when you can get bigger with it, maybe six or less, but we're not putting 100 things on there. All right. This is not a year-long vision board. It's focus driven. And that's what the monthly vision board is all about.
And do people submit Pinterest boards or like real magazine cutout collages, or how do they submit their monthly vision boards to you?
We have a Facebook community that I'm in every single day. So my friends think I'm crazy, but I have my clients ask me questions Monday through Friday, and I personally am the one sweeping the group and answering them. And with that, every month they have to submit their vision board where we all see it, we all review it, we all celebrate it. Because this is a group that really does inspire, motivate, like celebrate you. I remember my first like $50,000 day. I wanted to go tell people, and so many people were pissed off, right? Like, I want to be around people that actually can have, like, hold that for me and celebrate that. And so I create a community like that. But I think mostly because we're online women, it seems like a lot of Canva is happening.
A lot of Canva. Okay.
I personally put my vision board on my phone, and I use like a little app, it's called like the Hay House app. It's not the best, but it gets the job done. But I always like to have it on my my desktop and on my phone, because that's when I'm on most of the time. And it's just, you know, feeding my subconscious, and it's reminding me to take a second to breathe and remember why I'm on this phone, why I'm doing these things, to focus on that. So yeah.
That is so cool. I love it. Monthly vision boards, guys. We're going to great nuggets. Now, why are thank you letters so important to you in your sales process?
Girl, you did your research.
I did. I'm not getting around.
I appreciate that.
Sure.
All right. So step one is to create your vision board. And something that's really important about your vision board as well is to make sure that you have in the center of it your why. Your why. Because again, this is a spiritual journey. Tides go up, the tides go down. And when things go down, what's going to keep you moving? You, as an entrepreneur, you are willing to do things that other people are not willing to do. And that's why you're going to get to live a life that other people aren't willing to live or get to live. And so you have to remember your why. So all the things you want go around your why. And then what happens is, after you create your vision board, you're going to create what I refer to as the IFB thank you letter. I'm not kidding you. This IFB thank you letter makes me cry every single time that I refer back to it. I have dozens of voice messages from private clients who are like, what the hell, woman? This is like magic. I don't understand how this works. Like, this is crazy. So I am a really big fan. You got your pen up. Okay. Well, I am a really big fan of a particular metaphysician named Neville Goddard.
Yes.
And okay, you're familiar. Okay. So it's cool if you haven't heard of him. What's wonderful is that since he's been, you know, gone from this planet for a long time, all of his work's available. And I personally have his really large book that has all of his works. And my husband and I, we read it every single morning. I've read it 10 times at least. And we just kind of pick it apart. And each time we read it, I've elevated.
The Art of Nonviolent Communications?
I don't think that's one of his works.
What's his famous book called?
He has so many, but I usually have my book like right next to me. But The Power of Awareness is really, really popular. Okay. Faith is Your Fortune. There's a lot of works that he has. And I love the book. It's literally like $20 on Amazon that has all of his works. But it's cool. It's like back from like the 1940s. But anyway, he really introduced to me, specifically in the book, The Power of Awareness, the law of assumption.
Mm-hmm.
And the law of assumption is basically, again, nothing's created, nothing's destroyed. Everything already exists. And so if you can think about the version of you that already has the things that you desire, you can honestly go ahead and start tuning in and tapping into being the receptive mode of that person. And what I mean by this is, I'm going to do a cheesy example with you, but
I'm so cheesy.
It helps you like remember this.
It won't be too cheesy for me. I can handle it.
If you go into your car, and none of us really listen to FM radio anymore, but if you happen to, you are going to turn on the radio, and all of a sudden, let's say I'm here in Florida, but I hear Ryan Seacrest coming in on the local pop station, and that pop station, we'll just say, is 102.1. Okay. So I am tuned in, tapped in to this radio wave, to this frequency, but although I cannot see them, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And in this physical, I can hear the voice of Ryan Seacrest, who is not anywhere near me. In fact, he's 2,500 miles away, closer to you in LA. And I love this station. Oh my God. It's like everything they talk about, the hosts are hilarious. They have me cracking up. I love the songs. This is my jam. How do they know my favorite music? I love this. When I listen to the station, I'm tuned into this frequency. I even freaking love the damn commercials. It's like, how do they know I want to go to that concert? How do they know I want to buy that cookie? Right. And I go and I buy the cookie because my show said it. I love everything on this station. But if I got out of my car, my dang husband goes ahead and drives my car. I always blame things on him. He would maybe change the radio station and turn it to a country station. Now, I love country, and that's why I feel comfortable making fun of it. But let's say it's now on 104.7. So all of a sudden, I don't understand the twang and the accents of the hosts. I don't understand their jokes about the rodeo. The commercials about Budweiser. I don't like Budweiser. The local rodeo's happening, but I don't get that. And then all of a sudden the songs, there's like literally songs about dogs dying and pickup trucks and bourbon. And I'm just like, this is not my jam. I don't like anything when I'm tuned into this particular frequency. So the thing is, when I'm on 104, what did I say? 0.7, let's say 104.7. If I'm in this area of receiving, that's where I'm tapped in, and I don't like anything there, it doesn't mean that my station that I love, 102.1, doesn't exist anymore. It's still there. I'm just not tuned into that frequency of it. So I have to physically go ahead and do something to adjust it. I have to change the frequency. And the thing is, I can't go to 102.3 because then it will sound like this. So you have to learn how to tune to that frequency consistently. So how I do this is I always ask my clients, who are you? Who do you want to be? What's the difference? And most importantly, what are you going to do about it? I'm sure you've heard this, but this literally is the formula for success. Aligned thoughts plus aligned feelings plus aligned actions equals aligned results. And my husband, I bring him up a lot, don't I? He overheard me teaching that one day. He's like, Cynthia, I love you, girl. But damn, you get so woo with it sometimes. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, aligned, aligned, aligned. Why do you have to say aligned, aligned, aligned? He goes, can it be that your thoughts plus your feelings plus your actions equals results? And I say, yeah, but here's the issue, babe. We messed that up too many times already. He's like, what do you mean? I said, because a bankruptcy was a result. Getting fired is a result. A failed marriage is a result. Illness is a result. And I'm just not available for any results. I want the aligned, the desired result. Therefore, if I follow the law of thinking, feeling, and acting as if though it's already the end, it's a perfect formula. So what you have to understand in the thank you letter is, if you were to already have everything that you desire, it's already here, what would you be feeling? What would you be thinking? What would you be doing? And so I write a letter every single month where I take the things from my vision board and I put it into my journal. I buy the most beautiful journal. Mine's always Disney things. I'm a big Disney freak. And I sit there and I say, dear God, I don't know how, but you did it again. Together, it's here. It's here. The Maserati that I had on my vision board, I can smell it. Oh my gosh, the Italian leather seats, they feel so good. I feel like a baddie. My hair is blowing in the wind. The white was the most perfect color. And, you know, I just feel so proud. Like I've calibrated and it's mine. It's mine. It's freaking mine. It's here. Well, that Maserati was once on my vision board.
And now you have it.
Once on my thank you, which is now my dream car, right?
And now it's in your driveway.
It's in my garage, girl. Yes.
All right. I love it.
You read this letter, and every time you read it, you write it as if though it's already done, to the point where you should have teardrops. on your thank you letter. Like mine are all covered because I'm so grateful and it has expressed so much gratitude. And I see in my mind, I claim it. I own it. I claim it. It is done. And that's why I always say those things. But of course it's not magical, but of course it's going to happen. Like it's done. I owned it. I claimed it. I said it is. And so it is. And that's like the law of assumption and being able to put the energetics into what we're doing all the time. Again, you can learn sales systems. You can learn strategies. I'm all about helping you scale to 7 figures and get the structure. But we need to make sure we energetically are aligned with the systems that we're creating or they'll all be for naught. They will not work. You have to do both. It's not this or that. It's both. And so that's why I teach so much of the metaphysics and mindset along with the sales strategy. And I think that's why my clients have such great success results.
I love this. The thank you letter is basically thanking God for giving you everything that's on your vision board as if you already have it. Describing how you feel, describing the sensory images, like you said, the leather, the smell, the wind blowing your hair. And then how often do you reread the thank you note after you
read it? It's very important. This is, you read it every night before bed because the last thing that you read gets fed into your subconscious and you must always dream about it, whether you remember your dreams or not. And, you know, Bob Proctor says, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. Disney says, if you can dream it, you can do it. Picasso says, if you can imagine it, it's real. Cynthia, it's not here yet. Well, if you understand metaphysics, and I break it down a ton with my clients, but the physical is the last stage of manifestation. Everything has to pass through the spiritual, the mental, and then into the physical. And when you understand how to live in alignment, it comes a lot quicker. But the thing is, everything, right now, I'm going to take a sip of water. I thought about it before I did it. Everything begins in the mental. And then your job is to show up as the woman who actually receives it. How does she talk? How does she walk? How does she act? How does she love? She doesn't have confrontation. She has courageous conversation. How is the end result of the woman that you're being? How do you tune to the frequency of the woman that has those things? And when you can play with it in your mind, you'll naturally start doing it. Because again, thinking will make you feel a certain way, which will make you act a certain way. You'll know what to do if you give yourself permission to actually go to the end and work your way backwards. And so that's a lot of what we focus on in the work that I do.
That is so amazing. I know you have a piano recital to get to. Last question. Sure. If Cynthia Stan had a billboard on the side of the road, and you could just leave one message for the world, what would your billboard say?
This came to me in meditation one time and I have stuck with it since the day I started my business. It's my tagline. It's how I sign off of everything. And I'll explain it to you, but it's acknowledge it, embrace it, see it through. And it's interesting. It helps me get through the bankruptcy. It helps me get through getting fired. It helps me through the hard times of being an entrepreneur. It helps me grieving over my father. And it's whatever you face, you just have to realize, look, your past is your story for sure, but it does not define you. So just acknowledge it, acknowledge it. But embrace right here, right now, as an opportunity to see things differently. Listen to the show today. Did you have any ahas? Did you have any, you know, light bulbs go off? Did you have your wheels spin? Okay, great. That's wonderful. This is amazing information. But what good is information if you're not going to apply it and get transformation? So that's why you have to see it through. That's the most important part. And so that's how you do everything in life. It's like your past doesn't define you. What are you going to do right here, right now? Like, what are you feeling? What are you seeing? And most importantly, remember, what are you going to do about it? Who are you? Who do you want to be? What's the difference? What are you going to do about it? So I always say, acknowledge it, embrace it, see it through. And that's my life mantra for everything.
That is a wonderful, wonderful way to end this interview. You guys, she drops so much wisdom. Be sure to follow Cynthia. How can they find you online?
So I'm really big on Facebook, but again, my Instagram, it's not the biggest. I have about 2,000 followers on Instagram. So if you want to help a girl out there, you can. But I'm Cynthia Stant under both of them, Facebook and Instagram. I too have my podcast, Inner Feminine Beast. So definitely check that out. That's usually where I'm hanging out. And once you find me on Facebook, you can send me a DM. Again, it's me in the DM. Say hello that you heard me from Rebecca's show. I'll introduce you to some of my resources. You can join our free Facebook groups. I'll make sure to leave the links and stuff with you as well for that. But yeah, I'm big on Facebook. So that's where you mostly want to find me under Cynthia Stant.
All right. Well, you guys, we'll be dropping those links in the show notes. Thank you everyone for listening again. This is a balanced, beautiful, and abundant movement. We are spreading the word. So take a screenshot, share it in your stories, tag me and Cynthia on Instagram, copy and paste the link. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. So that keeps us showing up in the algorithm. My name is Rebecca Whitman. It is such an honor to be your host and your friend, helping you go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Make sure to tune in next week where we have another magnificent guest. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. It's your loyal listening that makes our show top 0.5% in the world. I would love to connect with you in person. We're having our second international retreat October 3rd through 6th in Belize. If you like yoga, sound baths, and want to get all seven pillars of abundance to a level 10, this retreat is for you. Just go to the link tree in the show notes to snag your $200 off promo code before April 15th. And let's end the year 2024 with momentum so that going into 2025, you will have so much abundance in all areas of life that you will be setting yourself up for the most incredible year ever. It is going to give you something to look forward to all year. Make sure you snag your spot before April 15th. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at RebeccaElizabethWhitman.com. My email address is on my website. Thank you so much for your loyal listening. And we will see you on the next episode. And some of you lucky ladies will see you in Belize. Bye.